Review Exam 3, Part 6. Question 26. Conduction deafness is caused by damage to the choices: A, cochlea; B, bones connected to the eardrum; C, auditory nerve; D, hair cells along the basilar membrane. The correct choice here is B, bones connected to the eardrum. These are those three little tiny bones, the hammer, anvil, and the stirrup. And it is when they're either damaged or not working properly that conduction deafness occurs. All of the other choices are actually the cause of, or at least the potential causes, of nerve deafness, which is the other kind of deafness we discussed. Question 27. Animal species with good color vision, such as most birds, generally have A, a relatively elongated eyeball; B, a relatively flattened eyeball; C, a high percentage of cones in the retina; or D, a high percentage of rods in the retina. Let's look at the choices. Both A and B would give us an eyeball that is not round. And turns out that round eyeballs are very good if you want to have good focusing. So, in fact, a lot of the problems that people have that require glasses to be worn are due to the eyeball being either too flat or too elongated, and therefore things not focusing where they should. So those don't sound like very good choices. Choice C, high percentage of cones. Well, we know that cones are good for detail and color, so that sounds very good. And D, high percentage of rods. Rods are actually very bad at color and detail. And birds are kind of reliant on seeing color and detail. So C would be the correct. Question 28. Pain sensations increase due to the release in the nervous system of the neurotransmitter. Choices: A, endorphin; B, substance P; C, serotonin; or D, dopamine. And the correct answer here is B, substance P. Endorphins, remember, are able to block pain. They're pain relievers, not pain creators. So substance P is the one that generates pain. Endorphin is the one that blocks the release of substance P. Choice here. Question 29. The retinex theory of color vision emphasizes the influence of choices: A, genetically determined differences among human observers; B, culturally determined differences among human observers; C, comparisons from what you see in different parts of the visual field; or D, the ratio between the wavelengths of light and the intensity of the light. Well, the word retinex is a combination of retina and cortex, and this is the theory that accounts for things like color constancy. For example, the fact that things look the same color even when you put on sunglasses. Your brain makes an adjustment. It looks at different parts of your visual field, of whatever you're looking at. It compares different parts of it and adjusts colors so that they make sense. And so the correct answer here is C, comparisons from what you see in different parts of the visual field. Question 30. The loudness of a sound depends on which physical aspect of sound waves? Choices: A, velocity; B, amplitude; C, location; or D, frequency. Correct answer is B, amplitude. Loudness, or brightness if we were talking about light, basically intensity, is usually controlled by the amplitude of a wave. So for sound, that would be loudness. For light, it would be brightness.